I'll read a mix of things. I've been around here. From people who don't know me, I've been around here for a while. And I always seem to be reading when I come back from someplace or I'm going someplace. And now I'll be moving to Reims in Champagne at the end of December. But I expect to be back here pretty often. Okay, the first thing is called an image. There's this thing in front of me. Can't get or look around it. Maybe a peek left. Right? No good. From underneath, no better. From up above, there's too much of a stretch. From right here, a red to dark red pyramidal hunk. Narrow, sharply skewed, edges fuzzing into amorphous black. What's it like from in front? I grasp at elusive handles. So far, can't budge it. Now it flutters, tattered, large and tiny, decisive. Sounding many ways, smells too, tastes, feels particularly. Where is it inching toward? Applause is not necessarily necessary, but I won't reject it. Okay, this is a kind of hybrid. I call it a stumbled upon poem, as opposed to a found poem. November 5th, 2010, walking around the Paris Quarter. Happening onto the Anne Frank Garden, I see a yellow walled building back. A rectangle of blue sky mirrored in a window. An undefined dark stain. A yellow bed cover drooping from a second window. Utility boxes on the roof of the Pompidou Center. A tunnel trellis in the form of a semi-ellipse. Climbing plants in the walls behind. One concrete and two wooden benches. I finish my pandoleve on one of them. To the right, on an upper floor of the Musée de la Poupée, a woman is painting a yellow window frame. The buildings are all yellow, as is the back facade of the Hôtel de Saint-Aignan, many of whose occupants were deported in the same circumstances as was Anne Frank. This building now houses the Museum of Jewish Art and History, from which I have just come after viewing an exhibition of paintings by Felix Nussbaum, who took the last train from Belgium to Auschwitz. A graft of the chestnut tree that Anne Frank could see through the window of her hiding place in Amsterdam grows next to the entrance to this garden. The leaves are yellow. Children play in another garden just behind. Next to the graft of Anne Frank's chestnut tree, a rag-piled figure lies apparently sleeping on a bench. Across from this figure sits another in an attitude of frozen prayer. A group of men come, point, talk, leave. The show window of the Dow Museum is decked with antique Santa Clauses, two young girls in red dresses, and a woman in her corsetry posed under a Christmas tree. A late painting by Felix Nussbaum depicts a pair of humans as articulated dolls. He spent the 30s unconsciously and ever more intensely prefiguring what would happen in the death camps, and while living on the margins of Europe's cities, never strayed far beyond the reach of the Nazi net. Anne Frank's chestnut tree, severely diseased, was fitted with a metal frame in April 2008. Of her tree, she wrote, "While this lasts, I cannot be unhappy." A few days before, she had recorded her first kiss. When Hitler came to power, Nussbaum's compatriot, an industrial designer named Hans Bellmer, swore never to work for the state again. He began constructing life-size female ball-jointed dolls and made photographs and engravings of women and young girls in ambiguously concupiscent poses, disjointed victims, figures mocking the ideal of the perfect Aryan body. remarks on his work include the confusion of the perverse and the banal, an anagram of the body, the physical unconscious. He wanted to create an artificial girl with anatomic possibilities, capable of recreating the heights of passion, even to inventing new desires. Bellmer was welcomed by the surrealists and joined Nussbaum on the Nazis' list of degenerate artists. After escaping a prison camp for German nationals, he finished the war hiding in the Maquis in southern France. Around the curve of the passage leading to this garden is a gallery sporting vaginas and penises attached to anguished human forms fondling themselves in each other. The chestnut tree in Anne Frank's hideout garden was finally felled by a storm August 23rd, 2010. In recent years, Bellmer's dolls have inspired a gothic gore rock group from New York, and the high fashion Sybarit dolls exhibited last July at the Musée de la Poupée. Bellmer once said, "If the origin of my work is a scandal, it is because for me the world is a scandal." A day after Anne Frank's chestnut tree fell, a small shoot was discovered growing out of the surviving stump. Okay, I'll step back a little bit. This one is entitled, "The Spent Slug Was Sold to Bogdan Ripoff, Oligarch, Collector of Conceptual Art." Before shooting his painting, he took careful aim. Before taking aim, he loaded the pistol. Before that, he bought the pistol. Before that, he bought ammunition. Ammunition first, then a pistol to fit it. Before that, he finished his painting. Prior to that, he painted for days. Prior to that, he began it. Before beginning to paint, he bought canvas and easel. Before that, paints. Before that, a brush. No difference which first, at all, as all paints fit all brushes. Prior to painting, he thought what to paint. Subject, bullet hole. Size, bullet size. Format, round. He was quite sure the square would not do. Before thinking what to paint, he thought why to paint. Before thinking why, he thought why not. Before thinking that, he thought why at all. Before why at all, he thought not at all. Prior to that, he'd been bored. After having been bored, he thought not at all. Then he thought why at all. After why at all, he thought why not. Then he thought why to paint. After thinking why, he thought what to paint. He was quite sure the square would not do. He thought format round. He thought bullet sized. He thought subject bullet hole. He bought paints and a brush. No difference which first, as all paints fit all brushes. After brushes and paints, he bought canvas and easel. After beginning to paint, he painted for days. When he finished his painting, he bought ammunition. Ammunition first, then a pistol to fit it. He loaded his pistol and took careful aim. After loading and aiming, he shot his painting. The spent slug was sold to Bogdan Ripoff, oligarch, collector of conceptual art. Okay, housekeeping, or house cleaning. Recalling fondly moments earlier in this, I'll start again. Recalling fondly moments earlier in the afternoon, taking down and cleaning behind old decorative plates from trips to Valencia, Mallorca. The time passed between last cleaning and this one. The time lapsed between this cleaning and now. Fondness of time lapses and the memories of their markers. Fondness for this moment, going on for the length I want, knowing it won't be indefinite. For the lapse between this cleaning and the next. Fondness for things used in the past, now used again here. The time between uses, the color of time taking tints from the used thing's original surroundings. Spaces things are used in, lieu. Places absorbed by the auras of things used in them. Times between places, color of interstitial spaces. Voice activated, true. This is like spoken into a dictaphone and then transcribed. And then the younger, younger time came, a period, mini era, momentum sprung from painting, watching paintings, painting eye over canvas paper board, a happy timeline, youngling, back to better figments, wiping out retro fields, dark blear, retro fugs, a fuckling looking out to spring out of fug, to brilliant hapton, happy stance of happy dumb. From dark lookbacks, interior reconstructed. Rising X-caused gorge of hold me back down. Shot through sunniness. Sunness shot through blear.